Wars, the wake-up song, and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news. Excuse me. All the news. Moderna, Nanobot, Nanoburps. I got big trouble brewing with this. You people were right. I'm getting messages from the government. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Is your commercial on the TV yet, Brady?
Not sure.
That was
awesome. Might be on our site.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be on there.
Maybe. And maybe. The editing that had to go through that thing. Oh, man.
Maroon.
You know it's bad when Dom makes you do retakes? Usually I'll get it done.
Dom wants it over with. Dom and I will do stuff together, and he's like, I'm just so happy because you just get it done in one thing. I'm like, your job is to edit video. I don't like it.
I remember watching him. Are we done? Do it again. Yeah, Dom, wow.
Amy and I sing Dua Lipa songs. She rides with me to the dog shelter, and we just scream Dua Lipa songs together on the way. So we started to talk to Dom about setting up cameras and then have Dua Lipa karaoke going just to see what we look like in there doing that because it's a dance party. And then I said, why don't we just take this thing four-wheeling and do a little Dua Lipa in the dirt?
Did you do that yesterday?
And so I text her. I said, let's go Sunday morning. We'll just get up early, and you and me and Dom will head up, and we'll roll up to Sedona or something easy so we don't have to kill ourselves, and we'll just go up to Sedona and run around. Dom's like, ugh, can't. It's like, why? Editing Brady's Hooters video. I'm like, oh, no.
That's what it is.
It's a long way to go. Anyway, we appreciate our men and women in uniform, as does Hooters. And if you present your military ID and get 10% off your food at Hooters, that's all it takes right there. Get an ID, military ID, 10% off your food, and non-alcoholic beverage purchase. And that happens every single day at Hooters. So taking care of the men and women in uniform, that's very nice. We thank you, Hooters and Bud Light, for doing that. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Happy National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Of course.
One of the greatest days.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a little warm for a grilled cheese sandwich.
87% of Americans say they liked grilled cheese.
Yeah, and 13% you don't want to be friends with. Who doesn't like a grilled cheese sandwich?
Come on.
What's wrong with
it? They're our second favorite melted cheese food.
People
right
who
behind
are
pizza.
Lactose intolerant will guzzle a grilled cheese sandwich. That's right. Best grilled cheese sandwich in town. I'll tell you right now.
Uh-oh, where at?
Oh, baby. You got two choices. Same owner, Justin Beckett. Beckett's table and Southern Rail. Oh, my God. And, oh, I'm leaving. It's an appetizer. So you'll get it, and you'll eat it, and you'll be like, oh. And then you get that second one because you're like, I'm doing another round of these. And it comes out again, and by the second one, you're like, oh, I've done it. I've done too much because it comes with this little tomato dipping. Oh, my God, it's so good. You got a choice there if you're going grilled cheese?
I don't.
Oh, that's the one.
Home.
Home like is good. Top. Trust that's me. So, Beckett's will make your home really? Look like you're eating a shoelace. Great. So good. And Southern, the both of them have great food, but that grilled cheese. Whew.
Couple of random, baseless fun facts. Three NFL teams have never had the first overall pick in the draft.
Well.
Seahawks have never had it.
Seahawks
There's
have
one.
Not.
Steelers?
I think they did because they got Terry Bradshaw or Joe Green, I think.
Bears?
Nope.
Bears have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's they just haven't done anything with it. Ridiculous. Excuse me, my bad.
That's exactly right.
You misread the quote.
The Rams ever had it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Have. Jared Goff, right?
Was that number one overall?
I think so.
Jeez Louise.
One of your all-time favorite teams.
Oh, the Ravens haven't.
Ravens have.
Yeah, well, they're only
the
20
Ravens
years old.
Slash Browns or well,
the yeah.
just the Ravens.
That doesn't count because they were
history.
The Browns before, and all right. they did was have number one pick.
Right. Well, they're put on that list, and then the last one is.
Well, that's a toughie.
Jacksonville's had it. All the new ones have had it. Houston.
Denver Broncos.
The Broncos. Wow.
Never had a number one.
I was going to say Raiders, but.
And Argentina.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell yeah. stands out. Oh, boy, does he. What's he doing now? Eating grilled cheese.
In Argentina and Spain.
Herba drink mm-hmm. and grilled cheese. What a waste that guy was.
In Argentina and Spain, Tuesday the 13th is considered unlucky, not Friday. So tomorrow will be their
who?
Unlucky day. Argentina and Spain.
They don't like
Tuesday the 13th.
Tuesday the 13th.
Yep.
To prove it's all just weird
President
nonsense.
Grover Cleveland was 27 years older than his wife, which isn't necessarily creepy on the surface.
Right.
But he was good friends with her father. He met her shortly after she was born, and he even babysat for her when she was a child.
It's a little creepy. I knew that one guy. One of my friends dated, he was friends with another guy and then ended up dating his daughter, who was like 20 years younger than him, and the father was against it, and he chose the girl over like the 25-year friendship, and they ran off together.
Wow.
Yeah. You know him.
I do.
Say, yeah, because, there's been a death involved in the whole thing, so I don't really want to say.
And there's a second guy. I mean, Flip, more or less.
Well, I mean, he's dated everybody.
Way to throw the names
out there. One of his
five. Throw the guy in the bus.
Flip Orley was friends with the...
Flip Orley was friends and started dating his friend's daughter. But yeah. That's going to happen. If you know Flip... Look, Brady, Flip dated your wife while you were with her at dinner. Like, she was on a date with him while you were actually with
her.
Flip's very quick to date, marry, and then divorce your wife. Or anybody. Daughter. A dog. It doesn't matter.
The Harlem Globetrotters theme song, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that song's about, right? That ragtime song?
I think it's about oral sex.
It's about a hooker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I made up my answer. I think it's like watermelon sugar, isn't it? The same thing.
Canada had a rap song hit number one on its charts a full decade before the U.S. Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang, 1980. Our first number one rap song, Ice Ice Baby, 1990.
No kidding. We are racist.
Oh.
This will surprise you. But Monday is our least favorite day of the week.
What?
It's not even close. 59% of the people surveyed say Monday is their least favorite day.
Nobody ever writes a good song about Monday.
I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. It did all right.
And then Manic Monday. No, but they're all depressing songs. Nobody's ever going like, hey, we'll do it on Monday. Everybody's like, really?
Monday fun day.
There's never been Monday excitement. Monday Night Football might be the closest thing to being happy about Monday. I don't mind Monday.
I don't like Mondays.
I hate that song. So.
Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
That guy. Who was that Elvis Costello? Who was
Bob
that?
Bob Geldof, I think.
Was that Geldof that did that?
Or was it
Boomtown Rats? Boomtown Rats, which he was
Bob
part
Geldof,
of. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I want to see. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The whole day. Whole day.
Oh, I hate it. That song drove me nuts. And, of course, there's Monday.
It always reminded me of, like, Todd, the IT worker from SNL.
Yeah. Move!
Yeah, it's just his. It was just so overly teenage girl song.
Tell me why.
Diction, dude.
The people at Purina just released the Fancy Feast Petite Feast Cookbook.
Whoa, that is rough on Brady's mouth.
Faster.
Congratulations. You need a nap. You take
Show's
that wagon.
Over.
Take that wagon first. Yeah, it's going to get worse from here.
It's a cookbook for humans to make yourself meals that taste like different flavors of Fancy Feast cat food.
Why don't you just eat Fancy Feast?
Because you're making it with the real ingredients, the raw ingredients.
Of Fancy Feast?
They don't tell you what really goes in the Fancy Feast.
Right.
The fillers.
Which is other cats.
No, but you get 12 recipes. You can download it for free at Fancy Feast website.
So Crazy Cat Lady can finally enjoy the exact same flavor her cat's eating.
You can enjoy things like chicken rice.
Oh, man, how did you figure that recipe out?
Honey sriracha chicken with fried rice.
This seems easy. And I'm not a chef by any stretch, but I could pull both of those off just on the recipe is the title.
I know.
Like rice, chicken. What do I do next?
If you want to eat what your cat's eating, you're a mushhead
well,
anyway,
are,
so
you
it
are,
doesn't matter.
You're going to live alone. Hey, look at your
have
left
to have
hand.
Have some lizard tails right now.
Yeah. Look at your left hand and always appreciate there'll never be a tan line on that third finger. You're going to be ringless for a long, long time, ma'am.
A woman in Florida, Key Largo, or just Largo, Florida, they are investigating a suspected child abuse call against 24-year-old Casey Cuoca. last Wednesday night. When they were looking through her house, they saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. Doing blow off The Cat in the Hat. So they arrested her on charges of felony child neglect, felony child abuse. Could be facing more charges.
Somebody pointed out Mamas and the Papas. I got two in a row.
Now, they were depressing.
Swanets
anyway.
And Phils.
Monday, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. That's about as upbeat as it gets for a Monday song.
Yeah.
So good to me.
I don't know the words to Monday, Monday, but.
You're Blue Monday.
Monday. Oh, yeah. What was that?
Bizarre Love Triangle.
Yeah, New Order.
New Order, that's right.
But that's Downer. Blue Monday is a Downer. Yeah. They've never written a good Monday song. I don't think Wednesday gets much play either.
When will it ever be Wednesday? Wednesday.
You're going to make me look.
Middle of the week is my favorite time.
Like Hump Day, it's got its own thing.
Yeah,
it's
they started a little push.
New Moon on Monday from Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song, too. But is it about Mondays, or is it just there's a new moon?
I don't remember it.
Monday.
I mean,
Monday
I remember
was
it, but
the
I don't.
Name of the girl.
That's probably true.
There's not many great Wednesday songs.
Wednesday. Wednesdays are really. Tuesdays get omitted.
Wednesday
too.
Morning from Slack String. In Wednesday fact, Like a River by Sheila E. Wednesday Car by Johnny Cash.
What's Wednesday Car?
All right.
And yeah, Thursday doesn't get much push either. Ruby Tuesday is probably the most famous Tuesday song.
This is like 70s Johnny
Cash. This is Johnny Cash. This is Johnny when he was fat and trying to kick the habit, but it was getting him.
They've been living it up and laying up Saturday and Sunday. On Tuesday, they're about to come around, but they still feel bad and they're kind of down and mad because they got 4 more days before the weekend rolls around. On Wednesday, they're feeling fine again.
This is all about him.
Well, there's still no good songs about Wednesday.
Wednesday
I like Johnny
this
Cash.
This is just Johnny being worn out for 4 or 5 days.
Spinal Tap had an
give me those 3
lyric
chords.
About a Monday. Met her on a Monday. 'Twas my lucky Monday. You know what I mean.
Big Bottom.
Big Bottom. Yeah. That wasn't a bad. He just met her there.
Yeah.
Could have been having a bad Monday. That's not a reason to celebrate Mondays. You get a fat girl.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett has come Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be all right.
Well, that's basically because I'm hungover. I'm so cool. Learn to play your goddamn guitar. It's been 40 years and that thing's dead flat every time I hear you. Never tuned. He's the worst.
Macklemore has Wednesday Morning.
And when she wakes up, will the world be the same? Will my girl be afraid in the home?
It's not about abortion.
Boy, Wednesday got hosed, man. They got nothing.
I think that one's about abortion.
Oh, hey, fun.
Because Tuesday abortion is his, that's the lead-in to Wednesday morning.
Wednesday the day after?
We talked about that before. That I was at that wedding. You do weddings, and someone played Brick for the dance. I was at that wedding, and then she's a brick and I'm drowned. I'm like, this is their song? This is telling. Do the parents know?
Well, this leads very nice into the next story. This 39-year-old Rebecca Roberts and her partner were thrilled, though a little shocked, when her at-home pregnancy test came back positive. She went to the doctor.
And then Wednesday.
Sure enough, you got a baby in there, and then she comes back 11 weeks later for the ultrasound.
If your doctor says, sure enough, you got a baby in there.
Baby up inside there.
Hey, do you know that the ultrasound, everyone was like, guess what? You got a second baby.
There's baby up there. Two babies up inside there.
Conceived 2 different times.
I have a feeling the sentence, I'm going down to the holler to see the doctor, was involved in this.
But you and and Loretta Lynn decided to go down to the holler?
Dewey.
I'm going down to the holler and see what the doctor says about my tummy belly problem.
So the first baby.
I'm bloated.
Then the second baby was conceived 5 weeks later.
That happens.
It does?
In dogs.
Very rarely. It's called superfetation.
Yeah, it only happens in dogs.
It's very rare.
Superfetus? Is that what you call it?
Superfetus.
Yeah. Superfetus. That would have been an empowering woman song. Yeah. Why didn't Salt-N-Pepa think of that?
So, both were born.
Where my super fetus is at? Woo!
They had to pull them early. The babies are typically delivered around 40 weeks. They pull 30. They had to go 33 weeks.
And get them both?
Yeah.
Were they different dads?
Oh, please.
No, that's it was in vitro. So I'm not sure if that's a mismatch.
She was monkeying with the works.
Yeah, they had some extra sauce in there. Yeah.
They just, the needle pierced something wrong.
She had a C-section on September 17th, 2020.
No, but it doesn't count. If doctors shoved one in and then there was a goof and then 5 days later another took, that's because you were playing around with the way it works.
Noah was 4 pounds, 10 ounces, and Rosalie was 2 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, one healthy baby, 6 pounds. Good luck with that. Don't let that one have orange juice. It's going to break out. That's what all the preemies have them.
If you're looking for a good...
I don't know why I know that. I was a preemie. Because a kid in school said that to me. I was drinking orange juice. This was years ago. I'm like, he's staring at it. And I'm drinking, looking around it. I'm like, why? I was a preemie. What does that have to do with anything? And then my cousin was a preemie, and he exploded into herpes every time orange juice was around. Yeah, he couldn't be around oranges at all. And so I just associated with preemie.
You're in the wrong town, bro.
I don't know what it was. No, he wasn't here. He was in Indiana with zero oranges.
So they moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm. He's farming them now.
If you're looking for a good nanny gig, there's a family in San Francisco. They need to hire three nannies. You start out at $100K each, 12-hour shifts. You'll be watching two kids. It includes dental insurance, health insurance, paid time off, vision insurance. You'll get between $100,000 and $120,000 a year.
$120,000?
That's pretty good.
They live in the Presidio area up there.
Nice.
It's a nice area.
Homes go between $5 and $9 million.
Yeah.
On average.
Well, that's like low for San Francisco's.
Julia Roberts just bought one for $8.3 million.
And you can go nanny near that?
Yeah. Just take the kids over there every day.
Is that a selling point?
Yeah.
Somebody likes the idea of, I'm Wilford Brimley for Super Fritas.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Oh, good. Super Fritas.
We got some girls getting hurt.
Yes.
We got a parkour guy.
All right.
This gets me a couple. This is girls getting
she's
hurt.
She's flossing.
Yeah, she's on flossing, doing a little kick.
On a nightstand. Oh, but that serves you right. She's flossing on a nightstand in a Crate and Barrel.
On a rhombus-shaped table, kind of.
Well, I don't care about that so much as she's in a public
from Z Gallery.
Yeah, it's a bruised tailbone there.
She's in a. She shouldn't be standing on
that's
the
like at your dorm common area.
Yeah.
Is that Gerda Thunberg? She's dressed like
it is.
Gerda.
She is sitting out next semester. Parkour this is kid. Crazy.
Oh,
look
God.
At where he lands that.
No! What's this?
This is his parkour guy that does. This is the first one.
No!
Flips.
Whoa!
And has to land on about a 2 foot area.
And then if he misses, it's 100 feet.
Yeah. Now the second one that we have.
Oh!
My God!
There's another one from
how does he get out of that? How does he get away? How does he get back up?
From Steve-O?
From Steve-O.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is the same guy, but Steve-O posted this. That one there. This one's crazy.
Same dude.
You'll get the butterflies.
I've got him already. He's on the edge of a building, jumping to another building on each side of it.
And you have to grip it perfect.
His shoes didn't grip.
Look at the drop.
It's
there.
A flat handle. He's doing a fingertip grab.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No way.
Oh, how do you learn you can do that?
That's
Insta-famous is not worth
stupid.
It.
Oh, that's hard to look at.
Now we got another girl's getting hurt. Boom! Can't go through the celebration.
Say it again.
Celebrating 100 games, I believe.
Doing the cheerleader run through the sign, and it won.
The sign won. They made it with a tarp. No, it's rugby.
I think it's girls rugby.
Yeah.
Congrats, Tegan.
The sign says, "Congrats, Tegan. Wait for
her." They make it out of concrete?
Yeah, they pranked her.
So Tegan spent, this is her senior year. They're doing
the
senior celebration.
Paper thing they pranked.
That's phenomenal. You can't break through paper.
Now, the final scene. This is
I want to watch that.
I'm just
going to
call this
times.
Another episode of Jackass. This is brutal.
Okay.
Train and a donkey.
Oh, no, 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 no!
Oh! You son of a bitch!
Turn that off!
You son of a bitch!
Asshole! What is that?
So, I wasn't sure what to do with that one.
It's never ever said. You bury it deep in your soul, you dark-hearted. God was watching.
So, this was Brady's weekend. That video.
Good.
And this girl.
What were you doing with the nipple? The nipple filters. You were having a field day.
Man.
That came across one of the recommendations, if you follow this.
Really?
It's the girl. Well,
it's the... Just, when you go to the search mode, it has all these different ones.
She just filters giant nipples onto her breasts. They're
I can get behind.
It's pretty,
I'm all right
with
that.
It's pretty funny, but she makes her cans just cartoonishly obscene and funny. Like, they don't look human, but I think it's her statement towards filtering.
Some of the women do it with their faces you know.
Her face looks fine, but it's not about her face and these. They're just ridiculous. It's pretty funny because she's changing everything about her, which I find hysterical. And then somebody said, John, how did you forget about the greatest Wednesday song ever written? Totally forgot about it. Lord, push. You remember this?
Lord, 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 Lord.
Start with it. Hang on, how's it start?
If you're looking for a Monday.
Hold on. How does it start?
Feeling good Wednesday.
Which is, it's Randy from South Park. Feeling good on a Wednesday. It's not a real song, but that's after he plays with his own sound and he becomes Lord. Which Sia sang that song, by the way.
No, don't play it again.
Yeah,
no.
Have to.
No, not that. Toledo.
Yeah, don't play the donkey thing ever again.
No idea that's where that came. I didn't go that deep into Lord.
That isn't Lord. That's Randy Marsh from South
Randy.
Park. Yes.
Oh.
You know he's Lord, right?
I did not know that.
He just plays around with the sound in his basement and becomes Lord. But he records himself pooping. I am Lord, feeling good on a Wednesday, And then he plays with the computer and hit songs come out. Which the funniest thing is the real Lord once went on stage, went up and went, I am Lord, which was great because she got the joke. And then she just disappeared. Feeling good on a Wednesday. Show's brilliant. Anyway, there's no good Wednesday, Thursdays. Friday and Saturday get all the play. Sunday occasionally. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
You have to do the whole week.
Well, that's what The Cure did.
Yeah.
Sting covered the week, I think, in one song.
See, that's what that is.
Well, The Cure did what? They got Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they went through the days of the week like a little girl's panty drawer.
Wow. Yeah.
Monday comes and I'm still gay. And Tuesday's here and look, I'm gay. And Wednesday, Thursday, I'm still really gay. It's Friday, I'm still gay.
At the Swizz.
That's a finger in my butt. I'm still gay.
Handful of ass.
I hate The Cure so much. Oh, the people that dressed up as The Cure in school.
Buffett or The Cure?
Oh, The Cure.
Okay.
Cure, I would, in you, Brett.
I would tour with The Cure before I'd watch a Jimmy Buffett concert again.
No, I was not a Cure guy. I remember
we went to junior high.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the same junior high.
Oh, those morons were dressing up like Robert, whatever his name is.
Smith.
Yeah, that's it.
And all I saw was, you don't have parents that care about you at all. There's lipstick all over their face. Boys in their plaid pants. What's going on? Like, you think you're being original? You're wearing Robert Smith's costume. This is your expression of self, being another guy?
There was a bunch of those jackasses at Rose.
You wear sports stuff. You think you're Terry Bradman. Okay, we're done talking, lipstick boy. You pretend to be a sports figure. It's better than what you're doing. You got me there, but it's better than what you're doing.
Now, Biff,
you're not Ernest Banks. That's kind of what it is. Get your goddamn hands off. Now, Biff. It's 7:55. There goes your Brady report. It's 98 KUPD.
Big
Badass.
What? What did you just say? Badass.